Now, you know how sometimes life takes an unexpected turn? You know, it can be very difficult at first, but can also let you see the world in different ways. This has been the experience of Roz Hall Farlam. This is her contribution to our Life in 500 Words series, and it really relates back to the conversation about autism that we just had.
January 2005. My husband and I are seated across from the paediatrician, a speech therapist and a child psychologist at Westmead Children's Hospital, Sydney, staring at them in disbelief. We're hoping you'll be able to tell us. This had been the answer to my question of how we could help our daughter Lulu with her now officially diagnosed condition of autism. If they, the experts, didn't have any answers, who would? It felt like a death sentence had been passed on the bright, shiny future we'd imagined with our sweet little toddler. But what that moment really marked was the beginning of an extraordinary journey, one that would take us from emotional despair, isolation and frustration to a discovery of everyday joy, unexpected laughter and profound insights. Back then, there was little information about autism in girls, and the condition in boys bore little resemblance to Lulu's behaviours. We consulted various experts with little to no success. And for Lulu's almost non-existent speech, we saw a highly recommended speech therapist in Canberra. However, if I needed proof of what worked for boys wouldn't work for Lulu, I'd found it. Traumatised by this therapist's tough bullying methods, we grabbed Lulu and fled. "Home, Mummy, home," was all our normally silent daughter could whisper between sobs. This harsh method may have worked with autistic boys, but it was devastating to a sensitive little girl who wanted to do what was asked of her if only she could understand it. It was then I decided to stop. I stopped combing the internet, stopped reading the books, stopped seeking advice from professionals, and decided to let go and let Lulu become the teacher. I realised I only needed to be an expert on my daughter, not on the whole subject of autism. We removed her from anything and anyone that caused her discomfort. Some days she'd attend preschool, but otherwise we closed the door on the world and voluntarily isolated ourselves, allowing her to guide us on how much interaction she wanted with the world. Potentially we risked her becoming even more antisocial, but somehow it just felt like the right thing to do. Overnight we went from being the teachers to being the students. By letting her lead us, ensuring she felt safe at all times, her confidence blossomed, along with her quirky sense of humour, and she developed a natural curiosity about her world, a passion for drawing and dancing, and a healthy obsession with Dorothy the dinosaur. But most importantly, she discovered her voice and the power of words. There were many times we struggled. Autism isn't an easy condition to cohabit with, but the relief that came from Lulu's happiness and remarkable development made it all worthwhile. Now, as a happy, creative, and for a person with autism, very social 16-year-old, Lulu continues to teach us to notice the textures and colours, the play of light and shadow, the layers and interplay of sounds and rhythms in our daily lives. Lulu forced us to stop, to really be in the moment and look and listen, not just to her, but the whole world around us. And she has enriched and united us as a family in a pleasure in life and each other that we could never have imagined. She has also taught us that there is not much in life that can't be diffused or even defeated by a good set of texters, laughter, and Dorothy the dinosaur.
Roz Hall Farlam and the turning point in her life to stop trawling the internet, to stop searching for answers and ways to help her autistic daughter, and instead just be guided by her. What a beautifully told Life in 500 Words, with sound production by Carey Dell. And if you've got a story you'd like to tell about a turning point in your life, why don't you have a go at recording yourself and sending it to us? Use the Voice Memo app on your smartphone. Up to about 4 minutes is good. And then email the audio file to lifematters@abc.net.au. We'll do the sound production on it. There's more detail about how to record and submit your Life in 500 Words on the Life Matters website.